Welcome back here on Mix 93 WKMJ. It is Huskies drive time, and we are talking with Alex Cooley, also head coach Kevin Luke is on the line with us as Michigan Tech men's basketball team gets set to head down to the NCAA regionals, and they are taking on Southern Indiana. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing pretty good. Congratulations. Alex saying that you guys were pretty confident that you were going to get in. It was just more of a matter of who you were going to play, when and where, and all that stuff. And is that how you feel too, Coach, going into the postseason in the tournament?
Well, I was a little confident we had a good chance to get in. You know, our guys have performed all year, and I wasn't concerned about if we were going to have the proper level of energy or desire. Of course, that's what they've been shooting for the whole season. But you know what? It's been a great year, and this just caps it off. And you know, I was just sitting here thinking before you guys called that, you know, we're going to challenge them because I think this team. I don't want to say surprise anybody because they know, you know, most everybody knows who we are and what we do right now. But if we could just take it up just a little bit of a notch, you know, this regional is very, very competitive, but any one of those eight teams can win it, trust me, and you know, why not us?
Well, Coach, let's go back to the GLIAC tournament. All three games have happened since last we talked. Open with Grand Valley State, and you guys as a staff were nervous about this one. Always tough to beat a team three times. Grand Valley, obviously a very good program, and I think they were, 18 or 19 win team coming into our gym looking for a little revenge. Talk about that game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right on all those accounts, and we knew that was going to be a hard, hard game to get past. Because of those reasons, you know, we had battled them twice during the season, and they were really, really hard-fought games because Grand Valley is one of the best defensive teams in the league, and we know that they were going to clamp down on, you know, on Armga and Stelzer, and we knew that, in those type of games that somebody else has to pick up some slack, and you know, certainly those other guys did. Benny at the end, you know, well, throughout the whole game, you know, put us on his shoulders, but you know, everybody else has to chip in. You got to get the ball to them. You got to get the rebounds. They came in here and just literally made it very tough on us to rebound the basketball, and that's one of their strengths. And they did it to us that Wednesday night. But you know, we were fortunate enough to shoot well enough to get us through it. So we knew it was going to be a battle, and it certainly ended up to be everything we thought. And I'll tell you what, we can say what you want, and I knew we could beat that team a third time because of how we had beaten them earlier. But it's tough, and you're right. They wanted revenge. And they were focused, and he came in and played really well.
You got, 34 from Stelzer in that game? And,
yes.
And some of the shots he hit, I mean, we talked about it afterwards. I mean, one of the best postseason performances by an individual men's basketball player that I can remember.
Individually, you know, clearly it was a top-notch performance. And I want to tell you something about, this team has a way of willing itself to, you know, to good things, and that night we did, and he was, of course, a major factor there. He had guys. He kind of did a little bit what the college kid did to us down the stretch on Sunday. He was making shots with people draped on him, and you know, that's a good sign, obviously, and you don't want to count on it every night, trust me, but you know, there's occasions where you need that, and it's awesome when somebody steps up like that, and I do agree with you as far as an individual performance by a person in a very, very heated, tough GLIAC tournament game. It was an awesome effort.
And then you go into that game thinking, okay, you win this, you're going to Lake Superior State to play the Lakers again, a team that has beaten us. They beat us by one on our home floor, and then obviously on the road they got us by a few more. But obviously wanting some revenge, and you didn't get a chance at it. Obviously they lose to Malone, and Finley and Walsh both win. And is this the first year that they didn't reseed the tournament, because we ended up playing the number 8 seed in the semifinal in Malone?
Hey, you know what? It's not the first year, but a couple years ago in the meetings, we said, let's put a bracket, you know, let's put the one through, you know, the, a regular bracket together, but don't reseed them, because then if there is an upset, it's, I mean, that's really, really would be tough then to have to play Lake Superior on their, you know, in Malone's case, in Malone's case, if they upset Lake Superior and then you reseed, now they got to upset Finley, you know, instead of playing the brackets out. So you kind of because that happened to us a couple times before they did the reseeding, and that's really, really a tough route. So we said, let's play the bracket out as it is, and that's what happened this year. And it was, you know, I mean, you're right. We were, you know, you don't ever think past a team like Grand Valley because it's too hard to do, but always in the way, way back of your mind, you're thinking, well, we're going to get that third chance at Lake State if we can get past this. And, you know, as a coach, and I hope the players don't do it, but as a coach, you're thinking, you know, what little change can we make to make it that difficult for them to beat us, you know, the third time. And certainly, you know, we were thinking about that, and you know, we still might have that opportunity. So I mean, we can't even think about that at this point, because we got to get prepared for Southern Indiana, but it's always there. And you know, you go down and we play a, you know, Malone team that was clearly improved, and you know, a lot of factors that when we played them here and got them pretty good at our place were gone. For instance, you know, the Elliott kid, the point guard, was just coming off, you know, a knee surgery from the end of last year and still trying to find his way. You know, it was early in the season and still trying to adjust to the knee, and you know, their big kid was just finding himself, who ended up being one of the, you know, the percent, you know, shooting percentage leaders of the conference. His name was Weiss, number 40. And, you know, they switched their big guys around, and their perimeter guys were very, very adequate to shoot the ball. But, you know, we defended them really, really well down there in Finley, and you know, just another great effort by our kids, and did a nice job spreading the wealth offensively, and got a little balance there, and you know, took care of business, and of course that led us to the championship game against Finley.
So you take on the third seed in Southern Indiana. What do we know about this team, Coach?
Well, you know, we just had our conference call yesterday. We exchanged a film, and we had a film of Lake Erie. They start 6'8", 240 in the middle, 6'7" on a wing, 6'6" on a wing, and then they got some athletic guards. That's all we know. I only watched a couple minutes over Bittner's shoulder yesterday. They're big. They haven't made a lot of threes, but they out-rebound their opponents by more than 14 per game. So, I mean, it's going to be a situation like, you know, Grand Valley getting after it as far as, you know, toughness on the boards. And, you know, that will obviously be our biggest concern going into it. Can we rebound with this club? But then on the flip side, you look and say, you know, they're 6'8", 6'7", 6'6". In athletic, they got to run after us too, and I mean, I'm not calling us midgets by any stretch of the imagination. We're clearly a shorter team than they are, but you know, again, I've said it all year long, for the situations that we put ourselves in starting this shorter lineup, you know, it equates to them having to match up and guard us too, and you know, the biggest mismatch that everybody thinks about is, well, Troy's our four man at 6'3". That's where you're going to get beat. He is so athletic that he can cover up a lot of situations with his athletic ability. So, you know, we don't feel quite as bad as the numbers look as far as the height goes, because we've held our own on the boards the whole year. But that will be our biggest concern. That's what we know about him right now. Of course, after we're done with this call, you know, we're going to get a little more in depth with them as far as being able to watch the tape and make decisions on, are we going to play man, are we going to play zone, what kind of defenses are we going to do, and all throughout this week we're just going to, you know, practice at getting a little bit sharper with our offense.